Amen. Let's begin reading in verse number 1, Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Listen to these verses. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the scripture. How many of you going to pray for the preacher? Here in Isaiah chapter 55, we could go to many different areas in this chapter. Amen. Preach. We have preached on certain thoughts off of Isaiah 55. But God's given me a simple thought tonight. I won't keep you too long. But in Isaiah 55, just by the introduction, everybody wants it done their way in society. I'm going to say that again. Everybody wants it done their way in society. A lot of people has the mentality, if it's not their way, then it's no way. Even in commercials, amen, years ago, amen, we're told, amen, you can have it at Burger King your way. Amen, remember all that slogan, amen, you can have it your way at Burger King. I mean, people are used to doing things the way they want, no matter what the consequences are. People are used to having it their way. And as a result of that, we see that in our churches today. And as a result of that, we see it in our society today. As a result of that, we see it in our homes today. Amen. We don't have leaderships in our government. But you need to get behind the preacher now. We don't have leadership in our churches. We don't have leaderships at home. And that's the reason, amen, people has that mentality. And that's the result, amen, of the reason that we have so much, amen, I'm talking about, that's the reason we got so much wickedness in general, amen, in those certain areas that I just mentioned. Let me tell you something, friend. Amen, I just wish people would live right. I'm talking about Christian people that say they are right, if they just live right. People that just claim to be a Christian, amen, live by what thus saith the word of God. But everybody wants it their way. But you know what? I mean, we got a mentality, if it feels good, it's a feel-good philosophy is what it is. If it feels good, do it. Nobody tells me how to do it. Now, I know there ain't nobody in here likes to be told what to do. Men has that ego. Hey, amen. You don't like to be told what to do. Women, they don't like to be told what to do. Amen. And I believe, amen, to a point, amen, none in this congregation. But I'm going to just tell you something, friend. When it comes to the Word of God and it comes to living right, we've got a book and we got a Bible and we got a God that tells us what we need to do. And we're not living by it. I mean, we can come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night. We can, amen, say that we're Christian. We can get up and sing songs of Zion. We can get up and preach the Word of God. You can get up and teach a class. You can do your part, amen, as a child of God. But I tell you where it really going to matter, amen, is when you get outside these church doors, amen, and you take it to that lost and dying world. I want to say I appreciate, amen, the message this morning. We need to keep rowing. I appreciate, amen, the devotions that Brother Travis brought to our hearts this morning. That, hey, whether you liked it or not, it was the truth. Amen. And the truth, the Bible says, shall set you free. But we in that society, amen, and everybody wants it their way. Well, I got news for you. Everybody can't have it their way when it comes, amen, to when it comes to the home. All God's people said. Hey, when it comes to the government, when it comes to church, amen, everybody, there, you may, I hope and pray you love this pastor, but listen, there's things, amen, hey, that everybody can't have their way about everything. Hey, that's what makes the world go round, amen. Brother Adam Jolly's different than me. I'm sure in a lot of things. Now, I think we agree on the Word of God, and I believe we agree, amen, and you know, that's all that matters when it comes down to the end. Amen. Hey, I live with my wife and have for 30 years. Amen. And thank God that God's gave us a good relationship. But there's everything. Hey, there's everything. We don't agree on everything. I mean, she's different than I am. I'm different than her. But everybody can't have it their way. She can't have it her way all the time. I can't have it all the way all the time. All God's people said. But there's one thing about it, amen, in the Word of God, I believe, hey, if we'll just learn to trust God's way, amen. It's the best way. Amen. If we'll learn to just trust God's way, it's the best way, amen. So thinking about this and God began to lay it upon my heart, amen, let me just, that's what I want to title the sermon tonight, God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way. Now, it's going to be simple and it's going to be short, I hope. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Number one, I want us to notice, amen, the lack of acknowledgement. Amen. If you go to Psalm 37, you don't have to turn there. Amen. You can write down the scripture if you want to later. But in Psalm 37 and verse number 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. But what are you saying, preacher? The lack of acknowledgement. Amen. We're living in a society. Amen. We may agree. How many agree in here this tonight that God's way is the best way? Amen. You agree with that? Raise your hand. God's way is the best way. It's the only way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There ain't no man cometh. Hey, you got to go by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All God's people say it. But he said in Psalm 37, commit, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There's some Christians, amen, insist on clinging to their own philosophy, to their own way. And you know what? As a result of that, they lack spiritual victory in their life. Let me tell you something. You can't live the way you want to live and have joy of God in your life. You can't live the way you want to live and have the victory, amen, of Christ, amen, spiritual victory in your heart. If we're to enjoy God's best and we realize God's way, him's the best way, you got to yield your way. You got to yield our way. Hey, can I get a witness there? Hey, you got to yield your will. You got to yield your work. You got to yield your walk, and all of those things has to be to God. I'll say that again. You want to enjoy God's best in your life, you got to yield your way. That's the problem. People are not yielding their way, amen, totally committed to God. And that's the lack of acknowledgement when it comes to wanting God's best and knowing that God's way is the best way. If we know God's way is the best way, why in the world would we go against God's word? If we know God's way is the best way, amen, hey, we got to commit it to God and trust Him, amen, and our ways got to be committed, yielded to Him, our wills got to be yielded to Him. Everything that we do, our work, our walk, has got to be yielded to Him. Colossians 2:6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. You're going to have to walk in the footsteps of God. You're going to have to commit your life and your way. Hey, to walk in God's way and please Him, we got to commit our time to Him. Boy, I'm preaching to myself. We got to commit our talent to Him. I mean, thank for all these musicians that we got around going home church. Thank God for that. Hey, and there's other people that's got talent in the church house. You better let God speak to your heart. Amen. Hey, you got to commit all of those time, your talent, your treasure. It's all got to be committed to Him. Why? Amen. Because we realize that God's way is the best way. Michael, you believe God's way is the best way? Then you got to totally commit your way to God. We got so many people, amen, that's claiming salvation, that's claiming spirituality, that's claiming they living for the Lord, and you can tell by their walk. You can tell by their will. You can tell by their way, their attitude, and the way they talk. Amen. That their way is not committed unto God. And some, I hope you ain't in here with this thought. I wish the preacher just hurry up and shut up and let's go home. Amen. And so if you think that way tonight, amen, and you say, preacher, but I ain't getting nothing out of this. Well, you'll get just as much out of it as you'll put into it. Amen. We might not shout it out every time that we get in God's house, but thank God we can, hallelujah, we can worship the Lord and agree on the Word of God. God's trying to help. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Amen. Hey, trust also in Him and He shall bring it to pass. Hey, how many's got something in your life you want God to do? Raise your hand. Let's get real personal. You got something in your life you'd like God to do. Then you're going to have to, amen, you're going to have to acknowledge that and commit you. Hey, that means your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, it's all got to be committed to God. Do you know God's a jealous God? God's a jealous God. Amen. Listen, if you got something, if your mind ain't on the Lord, if your way, amen, is some way, hey, ain't God's way. Hey, let me tell you something. He's a jealous God. Hey, when I say that, hey, I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that He is a jealous God. Hey, in other words, He wants you, He wants all of you, or He wants none of you. How is that, preacher? Amen. In Revelation, He tells us, amen, you're either hot or you're cold. Amen. I sure don't want to make God sick. Amen. We got to acknowledge that God's way is the best way. Amen. Everybody, can't have that philosophy. Amen. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Hey, there's things that God speaks to my heart, speaks to me. Amen. I'll just be honest. I don't like it. His flesh don't like it. God ever told you something you didn't really care to hear? Amen. Hey, God spoke to my heart on certain things I didn't really care to hear. Sometimes, amen, God says no. Amen, to things in life, amen, and the flesh wants real, real, real bad, amen. But God's way is the best way, amen. Hey, if you'll commit it to God, we need the lack of acknowledgement that God's way is really the best way. Hey, secondly, let me say, hey, we need to realize and notice the dependence of God's way is best. Dependence of God's way. In Psalm 37:5, what does a part of that verse say? Read it several times. Trust also in Him. Who else are they to trust in? I'm thankful, amen, that I have a Father, a Heavenly Father. Amen. Christians often fail to trust the Lord as they should.
I want to say that again. Christians all often fail to trust God as they should. If you're not careful, amen, you'll doubt more than you'll trust. I can get up here and preach, trust God, amen, all day long. Amen. And I can get up here and tell you to have faith all day long. I made a little bit comment earlier in the service tonight. It's easy for me to get up here and tell you one thing, but it's a different story when I'm facing what some of you folks are facing. I'm just saying, amen, listen, we often fail to trust the Lord as we should. Do we really trust God? How many really believe that God can do anything in your life? How many really believe that God, now I know some of you are sitting right there and you're probably thinking, yeah, and I pray, and he ain't answered it yet. He may not have answered it yet, but let me tell you something. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and God still hears your prayer. God hears your prayer. That's where sometimes our faith, amen, we've got to exercise. Listen, a lot of times we rely on our own strength. And we fail. All God's people said. Sometimes we rely on our own strength and we fail. I can't do it by myself. Preachers, somebody said, preacher, but you get up there and you seem like you're excited and it seems like you're preaching the word of God. How do you stay up all the time? Well, I'm human just like you are. Now, it's a little bit different world when I get up here preaching. Amen, because my mind's on, thank God my mind's on the Lord. I'm anointed by His Holy Spirit, amen, and it's a different thing. I've had people, amen, to tell me after service, well, I know you heard my baby crying, and I know you heard this. Hey, there's a lot of times I don't hear nothing, amen, but just what God's speaking to my heart. Amen, but we need to learn to the dependence of God's way. If we really believe God's way is the best way, amen, we as Christian people, we need to trust the Lord with all our heart. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Let me tell you something. You start trying to understand everything. I learned a long time ago, amen. When I had surgery several years ago. He told me what I had. I got on the internet, man, alive, and I punched that thing in, and I had cancer. Somebody say amen. Oh, by the way, you can't believe everything on the internet. Hey, even medical. Amen. How many with me? You can't believe everything on there. It'll get you discouraged. It'll get you depressed. You got to learn to trust God. Amen. The God's way is the best way. Hey, there's times in my life and times in my ministry, God, I don't know why you're allowing me to face this. I don't know why, God, you're allowing me to go through this. And this year, amen, at the beginning of the year, God, he really got me on my knees. I'll just put it that way. All God's people said. You say, preacher, have you got an answer? I got partly an answer, but I ain't got the whole answer. You say, what are you doing? I'm just saying, Lord, I've come to the point. I can't do nothing about it. Hey, how many is with me? I can't do nothing about it. Hey, and what the enemy is trying to do, Sister Jessica was trying to keep me so bound and so down and so discouraged and so depressed. I mean, it was a draining every bit of power of God out of me. And God's reminding me tonight, if I truly believe God's way is the best way, believe it. If you say God's way is the best way, you say, I don't understand it. Hey, we're not the lead to our understanding. Just know God's best. All things work to the good of them that love God. Amen. And are the called according to His purpose. I ain't going to tell you what I was praying about today. After service today, I just said, Lord, if it's your will, you make a way. And God, if it ain't your will, it's your way. Amen. You got to get to that point. Hey, you got to get to the point. But you know what? You know, it takes us a lot longer sometimes. Amen, because the flesh won't give it up. Amen, it takes a lot longer because Jeff Duncan don't want to give it up. But until you come to that breaking point, until you get there, you won't have peace. I ain't saying I don't get overwhelmed sometimes. Hey, amen, when the devil puts it back on my mind. I don't know why I'm having to preach this tonight. Amen, but I'm feeling pretty good preaching it. Hallelujah. God's speaking to my heart. I don't know why. Amen. Hey, but until you get to the place, amen, to where, hey, really it's to the place you don't care. Now, when I say that, not about anything, but you're to the place in your life, I can't do nothing about it. God, it don't matter. You're on my side. You're with me. I'm trusting you. I'm walking with you. And until you get there is when you'll get peace over your storm. You'll get victory over your storm. You'll get peace, amen, in that valley. But you gotta get to that place, amen. Somebody said, preacher, I ain't to that place. You gotta realize, amen, to get there, you gotta know God's way. Hey, God's way is the best way. Whether we think it is, whether it hurts our flesh, whether, amen, hey, whether it tears up our world, amen, hey, as long as we're trusting God, there is nothing worth dying and going to hell over. Nothing. Amen. You know, I pray a prayer, Lord, help me be in the center of your will. You pray that prayer, God will remind you sometimes. Well, why am I going through what I'm going through? Is it to be in the center? Is it to be in the center of God's will? Hey, I pray the prayer, Lord, help nothing stand between me and you. Lord, huh? Hey, I encourage you. You say, how can you do that? Hey, man, listen, if your heart's where it needs to be with God, you can pray, God, help nothing. You know why? I don't want to die and go to hell. Help nothing stand between me and you. And then I've been in some situations in my life. I've thought, Lord, why am I going through this? Is it because I prayed, Lord, let nothing? God knows what it is that's keeping us from serving him as we should. Preacher, you're standing up there preaching like you're perfect. I ain't perfect. God's reminding me of things while I'm preaching. I'll say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Can I get a witness? Anybody else in here would have to repent? You don't have to repent to me, but would you have to repent and say, God, help me? I know the answer to that. We need to learn and notice the dependence of God's way is the best way. Some Christians depend too much on doctors. Don't know nobody mention that. Don't nobody fall out with me. I go to the doctor. I take a handful of medicine a day. It don't mean that I'm not depending on God. God does allow the doctor. But sometimes, amen, I believe we put too much dependence on the doctor than we do in prayer and seeking God. Can I get a witness there? I mean, listen, sometimes we depend upon too much upon the doctors and the lawyers and friends. We should be thankful for the help of other people, amen, and God's gift, amen, other people's knowledge. But our ultimate trust, amen, and reliability, amen, know it, is in God, that we know God's way is the best way. Bible says in Psalm 37:40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. Hallelujah. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. How many believe God shall help you? God's going to help you. Sister, God told me to come tell you what I told you. Now, I ain't no prophet, but God told me you're going to be all right. I went and told your son first because I felt like God wanted me to go to your son. Amen. Hey, you believe that? You, now, you know what some people say, but preacher, but now what if something ain't right? And what if something goes totally wrong? Hey, let me tell you something. It ain't because, hey, God wasn't to give me the word. And I know what some of you are doubting. Hey, that's the thing. God's way is the best way. I don't know why God had to take my dear brother. This dear sister, I don't know what she's been through mentally. And her daughter and this family, I don't know what they've been through mentally. Have you really sat and thought what they've been through? I can't understand that. And I know the enemy's got on their shoulders and made them doubt. I know the enemy talked and whispered in their ear and made them, I'm talking about, almost. Amen, got them just to give up. They ain't no use. Where is your God? I know the way the devil talks. Because he talks to me the same way. But you know what? Hey, they wouldn't be sitting on this pew tonight if they didn't believe God's way. They don't understand it. And let me tell you something, Sister Kathy. You'll never in this life. Sister Jessica, you'll never in this life. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. But I know they got enough of love of God in their heart. Can I get a witness? They got enough of the love of God in their heart. When doubt comes, hey, they know God's way is the best way. See, God knows everything. He knew what the future held for Brother Rex. We don't. Kathy didn't. I don't mean to bring up things, honey. I'm just saying God's trying to help somebody now. I don't know, amen, why I had to suffer what I've suffered through at the beginning of this year. I don't know why I have to suffer through that. Now, to you, it ain't nothing if I was to tell you. Amen. But to me, it's big. But God's way is the best way. We just got to know it. We got to believe it. We got to trust it. Can I get a witness there? We got to acknowledge that we got to commit yourself to the Lord. Hey, and God's not going to, hey, if you believe God's way is the best way, you're going to have to commit everything in your life to God Almighty. And depend that God's way is the best way. We should trust in the Lord with our whole spirit. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, in the part of that verse, now I know it's talking about something different, but he talks about the whole spirit and soul and body. It's to be preserved blameless, and it goes on. Now let me tell you something. We got to trust the Lord with our whole spirit. We got to trust the Lord with our whole soul and our body. Can I get a witness there? Hey, bank accounts a failure. Money markets a failure. Somebody say amen right there. Possessions can fail you. Amen. Doctors can fail you. But Jesus will never fail you. Never, never, never have I had Christ. Never, never, never when I needed the Lord. He hadn't always been there for me. Kathy, am I telling the truth? Amen. Hallelujah. I've talked to her a little bit privately. Amen. Hey, don't think, amen, that she has her down times. She has her times when her family ain't around her. You with me? It ain't just her. It's other people in this congregation. But you got to know that Jesus will never fail you. He'll never fail you. He's always there. He's always on time. Could you imagine what Mary and Martha thought? Amen. When Lazarus was laying out there dead, they'd sent for Jesus. Hey, that, far as they were concerned, he was 4 days late. Matter of fact, one of the women said, "Hey, by now he stinketh, Lord." Huh? Could you imagine what went in their mind? They had doubt. Hey, there's human just like you're human. Boy, aren't you glad, amen, when they rolled the stone away and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." Amen. I believe their whole perspective changed. God's way is the best way. Scripture tells us in Psalm 37:40, "And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, shall deliver them from the wicked." I read it to you a while ago. "And shall save them because they trust in him." Thirdly, let me say God's way is the best way. Let's notice the reward. In Psalm 37:5, "And he shall bring it to pass." God rewards those who are committed to his ways. It's simple tonight. God rewards those who are committed to his ways. It's got to be to God's way. Proverbs 8:32, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. You wonder why sometimes, amen, we bring a lot of stuff on our own, upon ourselves. Because we get our eyes off Jesus. We get our eyes off the way. We get our eyes off the truth and the life. And we bring a lot of things upon our own self. Amen. God rewards His children by enabling them to be blessings to other people. I hope this preacher's a blessing to you. I hope I am. And you don't have to pat me on the back. You don't have to go out the door and tell me you are. That ain't what I'm looking for. I hope and pray to God that I can be a help. Amen. And I can be a blessing. And God knows my heart. I want to help the church. I want to help the local church, and I want to help the body of Christ. Amen. The church of God. I hope and pray I can be that blessing. But listen to me. God rewards His children by enabling them to be blessing to other people. By doing that, we reach out. Hey, we attract others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we bless other people, we attract other people. Hallelujah. I want them to see Jesus in me. God's ways best. How many say amen to that? And by the way, He's not only rewards the faithful in this life, He rewards the faithful in this life. You believe that? Amen. Sure He does. How many believe God's good to you? Amen. No. How many know God's good to you? Amen. How many feel like, hey man, God just overwhelmed you every once in a while and you think, hey, God's better to me than anybody? How many admit that God showed you that? Amen. Sometimes I'd be walking my dog at night. Hallelujah. Wishing my wife was walking. I'll be honest. Amen. But I'll be out there and I'll be looking up in the sky. The Lord just bring everything in perspective to this preacher. And I'll sit there and say, thank you, Lord. You're good to me. You don't have to be good to me. I ain't worthy for you to be good to me. And I don't deserve nothing, Michael. And I have to just sit there and say, thank you, Lord. Give me a good family. Give me a good wife. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There's conditions there. Did you hear the preacher? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. There's times God just knocks me on the shoulder, knocks me in the head and says, hey, boy, you preach the gospel. Where's your faith? You get up and tell your people that your sheep that I put you over, you tell them to trust me. Where's your trust? But listen, he said it's impossible to please Him without that faith. For he that cometh unto me must believe that He is. How many believe that He is? And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently. How often are we seeking God? Seek Him. Jesus said in John 14:2-3, I believe it is. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. How many believe God's way is the best way? How many believe God's going to reward the faithful? Angie, could you come to the PN? I'd appreciate that. There's great rewards and blessings promised us by God if we'll just do it God's way. We've got to do it God's way. We must obey that His word and follow the map. We've got to obey His word and follow the map that God's given us to follow. Can I get a witness? Let's stand on our feet, on every head bowed, on every eye closed. Nobody looking around.
God's give us the map to heaven. He's give us the map to overcome what valleys and what storms we're facing. We just got to realize that God's way is the best way. You may need to come to this altar tonight and say, God, I realize in my life, don't you be ashamed of the Lord. I realize that God, in my life, there's times I've not trusted you like I should. I've not obeyed you like I should. But here I am, Lord. God, you spoke to me tonight. The altar's open. That's the message that God's laid upon my soul. If you got a song, you can sing it.